Well, you know, Coffeyville is a very exciting place. You just have to wait for the weather to get right. And I was going to tell you, I went to, as the tourism director at Visit Coffeyville, I went to Longview, Texas to a Dalton Days there. They only have one outlaw, one Dalton that does a, well, those other outlaws that does a reenactment, and that was really exciting. I suggest everyone check it out. And I'm trying to get everybody to come check out our Dalton Days. So that was pretty fun and got some groups coming up here. April 23rd, we've got at the Aviation Heritage Museum. It's up in Feaster Park up on the hill. And the Aviation Heritage Museum is celebrating their 30th anniversary of being open, telling people about the history of aviation and airplanes and everything. They're going to have a big event April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be some speakers talking about, like, the WASP, like the women that flew, mm-hmm. and different things like that. There's going to be a car show, a show and shine car show. There's going to be hot dogs and history by the Daylight Defenders Lion Club, and it's going to be a full day of fun. And, of course, you get to check out the Aviation Museum. I encourage everyone to come up on a nice day and check it out and enjoy the festivities.
All righty. Sounds good. Anything else that you'd like to kind of share with us here today? I know we're, like you said, approaching Dalton Defender Days, and, you know, that's a big deal for the area. So
it is a big deal. I know it's in October, but mm-hmm. it feels like it's coming up pretty quick. It is. You know, I know all the reenactors. I know, you know, because I'm not part of that group, but I know that they all do a lot of work and work really hard and do a lot of rehearsal and practice, and I'm sure they have to do a lot of fundraising. So it's very exciting to have something in Coffeyville that's so special. Not everybody has a Dalton gang. Not everybody has that kind of history or legacy. Even though it's a little infamous, it is a very cool history. And then in True West Magazine, anyone who subscribes or wants to pick up a True West Magazine, it will be out soon. There's a huge article in it about the Daltons. Daltons are on the cover. Of course, we've got an ad in there. But it's very interesting. I learned more stuff about Dalton history out of this last article than I had in any other research. So we're a pretty special place, and we're a very interesting place. And the Daltons, I think, can bring a lot of people in, and then people enjoy that. And I was surprised at how much our history is. So I'll tell you, Connor, this is what I learned yesterday in that True West article that was so cool.
Sure.
So, you know, at the Dalton grave, there's a gas pipe, metal gas pipe, stuck to mark their grave. And everyone always said, well, it was what they tied their hitching. You know, that's what they hitched their horses up to in Death Valley. Mm-hmm. For 100 years, that's what we've all been told. That's what we've all thought. Well, in that True West article I was reading about the Daltons, it is not. Horses were tied to a wooden fence in Death Valley, and hence the mural down there when you see it with the wooden fence. And that gas pipe was kind of stuck there just to mark where they had buried the outlaws and to mark them in not a kind, respectful way, and to mark them with scrap kind of thing. So that was very interesting. That was very new to me. I had never heard of that before. All the different things you hear when people tell about the reenactments or history, that was never one of them. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very cool. And so anyway, everybody go out and get that and read it if you want. If not, we might have one or two copies at the chamber, but usually we only get like one.
For sure, yeah. I mean, obviously.
But you can pick them up at Walmart, or you can even read it online.
Yeah, I was going to suggest it's got to be out there somewhere for you to pick it up. And of course, everybody knows the story of the Daltons, at least on a base level at this point. But like you said, there's a lot more information there to be had. So maybe you can kind of deepen your understanding of it just a little bit further. So, of course, always a lot going on with Dalton Defender Days and the like. But how about the Visit Coffeyville side of things?
Okay.
What are you guys kind of working on there?
Well, the Aviation Museum, that coming up. And then April 30th, of course, I don't work on this part, but I get to help. The Reawakening are doing their ribbon cutting at the UP Park on April 30th. And that is very exciting. They're going to have like a whole day of events and music and food, and I encourage everyone to go check it out. But as far as Visit Coffeyville goes, we've got new T-shirts in the gift shop, and tourism is gearing up. We've got school groups coming, and I've got people every day. There's a different groups of people from somewhere else every day that come into the bank. So I think that the fear of COVID is kind of, you know, letting go on people, and people are getting out. The weather, well, except for today, it's freezing cold again. The weather's getting nice, and it's cooperating, and so there's a lot. You know, if you haven't had an icy in a while, come by and get one of those in the afternoons. We've got lots of going on for Visit Coffeyville all the time.
Absolutely there. So again, what do we got coming up here? I know it's just kind of a what do you have kind of thing, kind of an interview here today, but we look towards the summer, and I don't think it's really too early to necessarily look towards the summer, but is there anything in that like late May, early June, kind of July sort of thing that you guys are kind of looking at here? Is there any kind of plans kind of in set in motion for that sort of thing?
Not yet. Of course, we know July is always our big summer community celebration that they have at the park. So I don't visit Coffeyville, doesn't have anything planned yet, but we always like to participate in all the different events everyone has. But we've looked at doing some more fun stuff, and when I have more stuff solidified, I will be able to announce it on your show. So.
Absolutely, and we'll look forward to hearing it. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you whenever you do have those plans started up and ready to go.
And I wanted to remind everyone, in case they need to be reminded, and in case they want to tell someone else, you know, our Brown Mansion is open. Mm-hmm. Our tour season's open and going full swing. Our museum is open. The tours at the Brown Mansion are Tuesday through Saturday. The tours are at 1 and at 3. So you might want to get there a few minutes early. And then the Dalton Defender Museum is open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday 1 to 4. And there is always something new to see there. It's very interesting. If you haven't been in a while, go check it out.
Absolutely. And so, of course, Amy, big thank you for yourself calling in here today. We always appreciate hearing from you. I'll just go ahead and kind of wrap things up with anything else that you want to tell us here before I let you go?
No, I think we're pretty good. You let me ramble on a long time, so I appreciate it, Connor. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to hearing from you real soon.